WrestleTalkRadio.com.
This is Rob Van Dam. You are listening to WrestleTalk Radio. Boo.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the evolution of online sports entertainment, WrestleTalk Radio.
Hey, this is former WWE superstar Shawn Michaels.
Hey, this is Charlie Haas, one half of the world's greatest tag team.
I'm Al Snow.
I'm in five halls of fame. I wear a kilt. I play the bagpipes. Who am I? I'm Roddy Piper, for heaven's sake.
Breaking down everything in the world of professional wrestling. In the WWE.
I could increase my work rate. I could add to the five moves of doom, or maybe let my heel persona shine through.
TNA.
What are you looking at, lady? Never seen a pair of boots before? Mind your business.
I think that's a man.
Oh, she needs a wax or something.
You're right.
Ew.
And the indie scene.
Hey, everybody, this is X-Pac.
This is Hotshot Johnny Devine.
This is the masterpiece, Chris Masters.
Hi, everybody, this is good old JR Jim Ross.
With your host, Tim Stein.
I have tried to treat you all as adults, but obviously I am the only adult here.
Omega.
You'll do my bidding or taste my wrath.
Mace.
You can't get away from me, Vince. I'm coming for you. Pull that bus over, I'll drag you out of there and beat the piss out of you, you billionaire bastard!
And the producer, Sir Rockin.
Who in the blue hell are you?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Yeah, baby.
We must stop dirty language from getting to our children's ears. We must go fight the source of it. But what is the source?
Oh, that's easy.
Times have changed. Our kids are getting worse. They won't obey their parents. They just want to fart and curse.
Should we blame the government or blame society?
Or should we blame the images on TV?
No, blame Kavanaugh.
Blame Kavanaugh.
And welcome to another edition of WTR Sunday Night, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. We can play that song because the Canadian's not here tonight.
But now
I'm just going to let it play if Rock doesn't play it out. Okay.
It's too low. May send it to me late. I couldn't adjust it. It's a little too low. I blame Mace.
Yep.
Yeah.
We need
Blame Australia.
Blame Australia.
we need a blame wheel. Just give it a spin and whoever it lands on.
I say blame Canada.
So you've heard pretty much everyone who's going to be on tonight. This is Omega, the be-all, end-all. You heard Mace.
I have come to realize I need to go and learn how to read Japanese just so I could play Pokemon. What? I got Pokemon Racism 2.
Oh, my God.
So do you prefer the whites or the blacks?
I'm still playing the blacks. Still feeling guilty. Because, you know, I bought black Pokemon the first time. And
so Mace owns blacks. Moving on, Lindsay's here.
I miss when Disney animation was good.
We all do. I miss when I could come home from school and sit down for like 2 hours of awesome cartoons on TV.
I don't even talk about awesome cartoons on TV. I'm talking about awesome cartoons in general. The Lion King is on Fox Family, and I'm sitting here watching it, missing how much Disney used to be able to do animation. And now they can't. I miss the golden age of Disney, goddammit.
But we'll let Pixar do all our animating for us.
Pixar, if they do it right, I can handle, because they do an awesome job, but I miss hand-drawn cartoons. Just the effort of it.
DuckTales, woo.
Hey, I miss the terror that flaps in the night, goddammit.
Damn right.
And our producer, I believe, is joining us tonight since we are understaffed.
And the producer just has to say...
And now, back to the show, where your inner nerd can run wild. Otaku, talk live with the...
Oh, God, that guy...
So we tricked Omega into an episode of Otaku to Talk Live rather than WTR?
Yes.
Shit.
Yep.
It was your rack that's bigger than the business that tricked me.
Sorry.
Like that he worked that in there somehow.
I work a lot
Can
of
Can I go now? You got to use the line. Can I go now?
No.
Oh, you're stuck here.
Crap.
Show started, you've been introduced, you're stuck here.
Ah, fuck.
So, you see, this is what happens when you say you're going to be on a show and you show up and do the show. You got to stay the entire time.
What, are you saying people are going to be on shows and then they don't show up? That never happens.
Never happens.
Ever. No.
Doesn't happen ever on this network.
I swear the roster of people who don't show up is getting bigger and bigger, at least showing up on time, as we found out last night on CB Radio.
Yeah, they don't show up on time. Well, one had an excuse, but the other, yeah.
See, now Lindsay gets to know what it's like to be on my schedule. You get to do 3 shows in a row. Aren't you happy?
Yeah. I don't call last night technically doing a show. I call last night us fucking around, but that's just me.
That's what I call it every Saturday night, just fucking around on the internet, doing a radio show. Anyway, this is WTR, Wrestle Talk Radio, presented by adblock.com, and our sponsor, so visit them and all that fun stuff. We got wrestling to talk about tonight, if anyone wants to talk wrestling.
You know how much TNA you put on the schedule?
Well, Lindsay's here.
So I'm turning into Wojcik?
You're the TNA of the bunch, so, you know. Gotta
great.
I see what he did there.
Yeah.
Didn't we record a commercial about that?
Like 2 hours ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, people will hear it in the first break, probably.
Okay.
So, yeah, where should we begin? I guess we should begin with, who's in charge of World Wrestling Entertainment on screen? This past week it was Foley. This coming week it's Vicky. With, the Great Khali as her assistant.
That is going to suck so bad.
But why Khali? Didn't she just get Ziggler? As like an exclusive or something?
I think, but I don't know why. I kind of missed that explanation. Just saying.
And I don't watch SmackDown, so I don't know what the hell's going on.
But yeah, they're in charge. Who do you think should be in charge of WWE? Should it be Laurinaitis, even though he's been fired and he's still on TV? Or...
No.
Omega, who should be in charge?
Never Laurinaitis.
Who should be the GM?
Ever. I'm in favor of reinstating Regal.
Only if we bring back Taka Michinoku.
Yoshihiro Tajiri, you mean?
Yeah. Well, it's one of the little Jap guys they got running around.
One of the little
Jap. Oh, God. Well, that sponsor was nice while it lasted.
Really? We have to go there this early in the show?
Wow.
I
was going to mention Yoshitatsu, but I feel dirty now.
I would too after that. Mace.
If you're looking for an apology, it's not going to happen.
You know.
We have these little speeches that are supposed to be made after such comments.
The views and opinions expressed by Mace do not reflect those of Wrestle Talk Radio, Wild Talk Radio, or any of the owners of the website.
There you go.
Something like that. If you would like to, you know, humiliate Mace and call him a bastard for saying those comments, it's at the Mace thing on Twitter.
Or you can call in. What's the number?
267-297-1397.
There you go.
Shameless tonight. Shameless.
As opposed to what night?
Friday nights?
Oh, yeah.
We don't do anything then.
Come on. I created the new definition of shameless plugs for this network last night. Using a charity event to get us plugged.
Wow.
Didn't you do that tonight too?
I haven't done it yet. I did, sort of, but they didn't read it out on their feed.
So, Mace, who should
by
be
by the way, MarioMarathon.com, go watch, donate, Child's Play Charity, good stuff, go.
Yeah.
After the show's over.
So who should be in charge, Mace?
I reckon we should, considering we're writing the scripts 9 times out of 10.
Elaborate on that. Tell tell the people who might be tuning in for the first time?
Well, for those of you who don't know, it seems that little things that we come up with, like bring back Mick Foley, bring back, legendary past managers or, GMs and stuff like that. It's like, next thing we see them on Raw. They steal our ideas. They steal our promos. They steal everything.
We're writing this shit.
We want our paycheck.
I would like to say Vader wasn't one of ours, though.
No, Vader was not one of our ideas.
Just want to clarify.
Though Vader was kind of cool when it came out. he did get a pop.
Well, the benefit about him always being overweight and masked is that he looks no different than when we last saw him.
This is a good point.
Last time we saw him, he couldn't even climb up onto the ring.
This is true.
He couldn't get out of the ring either. He just fell out. It's an avalanche! Watch out!
An avalanche.
I
want to
see the computer back, by the way. Bring back the computer. So that way we can actually end that goddamn storyline. And just to clarify, you do not have Michael Cole reading every message. You bring back the very bad computer voice that was destroyed.
The speaking spell!
Bring back the movie phone.
That was
just creepy when you hear a laptop begging for its life when Edge went nuts.
Yes!
And the thing is, Edge pulled it off the podium, threw it on the ground, killed the power, and you still hear, "Please, Edge, stop stomping me! You will be sorry!" It's like, the power's gone! How's it going?
The GM is number 5.
Maybe that's who we should make GM. Make Edge GM. He's awesome, and he kills all things bad.
For a second there, I thought you were meaning let's get the Johnny 5 unit from Short Circuit to be GM. I was going to pop hardcore.
We could do that, too.
We had the Muppets.
Dude! Puppet Age for GM!
Damn right. by the way, Lindsay, movies that need to be remade, Short Circuit.
No.
Yes. Actually, I thought they remade it, didn't they?
They're thinking about remaking it, and they'll just make Johnny CG, and it's going to ruin it. Leave it as is. It's this perfect little 80s nugget, and it needs to be there.
They're remaking every other 80s movie and television series imaginable.
No.
It's going to happen.
I know. The trailer's out for this Total Recall reboot. Someone actually,
Judge Dredd.
Yay, derailment.
someone actually did they went through the original Total Recall and clipped out a bunch of clips from that one compared to the new trailer, and it's like shot for shot.
There's nothing wrong with that. It just shows they did it right the first time, if anything.
But it also shows that they're not giving you anything new. If you saw it in the 80s, guess what? You don't have to spend your money on it now.
Well, guess what? The kids that are probably going to go see it weren't alive in the 80s. Or if they were, they were 2.
Here's the thing. Instead of spending, 10 or so bucks plus popcorn plus drinks plus whatever at the cinemas, you go to your local video store and hire it for like $3.
It's called Netflix.
Yeah,
that too.
It's called YouTube.
That too. Not that we advocate such things.
No, never. See, this is what happens when Rock and Tim leave us by ourselves. We completely derail this show in 5 seconds.
Yeah, seriously.
By the way, special shout out. Santo Loco's in the chat room.
Santo!
He was.
And he's run away.
I know, he was having issues with the chat room, so.
Is he still listening? Do we know?
Senso Loco, if you're listening, get past our gringo.
He's back.
Welcome back. Call in, dude. Oh, and special shout out to Danny West, who's following me on Twitter and had a conversation with me this afternoon. I told him I would say hi. So, hi! I don't know if you're listening, but there you go.
So, where were we?
Who we wanted to be GM.
GMs.
Okay.
The three-boobed lady from Total Recall.
She's not in the remake. It's not.
I know!
But anyway, back to wrestling for one moment. I just realized somebody...
Modern, like modern Hollywood. I wanted a whole strip club full.
See, and the thing is, I hate to say this, but Santo actually reminded me of somebody I'd like to see as GM, just for one night.
Oh, no.
Armando Alejandro Estrada!
Who in the back, period?
Lindsay, have you given your opinion? Who should be the active character in charge of WWE?
You really have to ask that question?
Yeah, I'm asking the question.
No,
okay, if it's not him, somebody else.
If it's not Oh My God Taker, it's Edge.
Edge.
Especially
Edge.
As an anti-authority, I think he would be awesome.
I think Lindsay's the only one campaigning for Edge that I've ever seen.
I love Edge. I miss Edge. I just want to hear his theme. That's it.
We will later tonight in the Great Debate.
Spoilers.
And see him rocks a pair of jeans, because, oh my god. Sorry. Moving on. Dude, this is what happens when girls watch wrestling. That's all we look for.
Oh, boy.
What about the idea of bringing back Stone Cold for the 1,000th edition of Raw? Do you think he would be the perfect fit for that show to be the authority on that show?
Any excuse to put him on the 1,000th show is probably a good idea. You know they're going to have him some way.
Right, you know he's going to be there.
Only if there's a confrontation between Stone Cold and CM Punk.
Yes.
Oh.
That would be a win.
That would be a win. Because then the speculation will begin. Austin, Punk, WrestleMania?
Hell, you know, as much as I hate the fact that, you know, they might announce some main events early, like too early, like they did with Cena and The Rock.
Mm-hmm.
If they announce Stone Cold versus CM Punk at WrestleMania on the 1,000th Raw, I'm happy with it.
Yeah, I'd be okay with that.
Yeah, no issue here.
So you guys expect some sort of big announcement coming from that show?
There's going to be something.
Yeah, they have to do something. It just can't be the 1,000th episode. I mean, if they start naming the matches for Mania now... At least, you know, for Stone, if they do Stone Cold Punk or they do the Cena match or whomever, at least it gives them time to start to build to it, you know?
Yeah, I see what you mean.
It's the 1,000th episode. They need something grandiose, a big shocker use it to end the night. End your 1,000th episode with a bang, which would be a great way to do it, you know?
Yeah, because we already kind of know who's going to be there. I mean, as far as the whole roster is going to be there, essentially, plus you figure they're big stars of the past, so that's not really going to be surprising. I'd have to agree we need something else just to make people pop.
Yeah, considering in the lead-up we've had the legends coming back, you know, we've had Vader come back, we've had Piper come back, we've had Wendi Richter and... Cyndi Lauper, come back, you know. We're going to need something big, like a big oh shit moment.
True, and staying with Cyndi Lauper, we talked about it already on air, but Omega hasn't had the chance to talk about that segment from Raw. What do you think? Cyndi Lauper, Heath Slater, Omega?
I think I made the comment during the episode, is it just Heath Slater's role to be in the ring with any has-been they bring back in? Which is not a good... Yeah. By the way, I thought it was hysterical in this segment how suddenly Heath Slater, who has not been on TV prominently since the Nexus angle, is now suddenly Michael Cole's favorite wrestler.
They're pushing Heath Slater. This is a scary thing.
Once again, I say, I feel bad for The Miz. You've even lost your fanboy.
Poor Miz. Poor Miz. Speaking of Michael Cole fanning over someone, John Laurinaitis was fired, but still on TV?
Well, that was only for that last Raw.
And the house show since.
That's not TV.
Yeah, but house shows don't really count. Remember, they're their own separate universe.
Right.
At least on TV, you know, they gave him the one night to sort of say goodbye, and you gotta think, he booked himself into the Raw main event before he was fired, so, you know, it's almost like a contractual obligation thing if the paperwork was filed, which they would do that in their quote-unquote universe.
Right, that's how they're justifying the house shows, too, that he was already contractually obligated to do these shows.
The question I ask you all is, and everyone in the chat room, please feel free to chime in as well, what do you do with John Laurinaitis from here?
Tar and feather him.
What about you, Mace?
Shoot him out of a cannon into the sun.
Okay, Megan, now you got top tar and feather and shooting out of a cannon.
There's probably some rabid wolverines at the local zoo that haven't been fed in a while. We don't like him.
I mean, what do you want to say?
I like Jersey Girl's suggestion. Make him watch Are You Serious videos with Joss Matthews and Road Dogg.
I mean, what do you want us to do? Say, you know, make him dress in drag and do the hula on Raw? I mean, fuck, get rid of him.
So you guys don't see him coming back at any point?
96-hour marathon of the XFL.
Were there 96 hours worth of content?
They can play it on loop.
But yeah,
Watch every Hulk Hogan movie.
Watch every Hulk Hogan.
Twice. I'm sure he'll be back at some point. I mean, there are rumors that he's going to be the board of directors' little whipping boy. I'm sure they'll bring him back in some capacity, just to have him be that, you know, bumbling heel authority, because, like it or not, people just hated him. He did have heat on him, and he was their biggest heel for a while.
I just realized, you know how they're going to end the Thousands Raw?
How?
Laurinaitis gets reinstated.
Probably.
Think about it. You just put the idea into my head by going, you know, the weaselly little whipping boy, and I'm like, yeah, I could see him weaseling into the GM role on the 1000th Raw, and yeah, because putting the past guys in control at the moment is nostalgic leading into that episode.
Yeah.
I don't really foresee it, if only because it's a Vince McMahon firing. I mean, granted, those have a 50-50 shot of sticking, at best. But well, it should stick a little bit longer than, you know, a month.
This is the WWE. They don't seem to play by the logic rules anymore, remember?
Yeah. And remember, this is the same company that fired John Cena, and he was back within a week.
No, they were sending John Cena on forced vacation. He was back the next night on Raw.
He didn't want to go home.
And we know why.
Hi, honey, I'm coming home. Divorce lawyer. Hey guys, I'm gonna stay on tour for a little while. You mind?
Mind writing me back into TV?
But mind you, through all this, there's one name that we haven't brought up.
There is one name we haven't brought up, and that would be one Paul Heyman. You know, after last Monday, you know, after he gets his lights knocked out, is he the man who's gonna gain control of WWE?
Actually, I just thought of how they reinstate Laurinaitis.
Okay.
You have Paul Heyman be put in charge.
Oh, no.
Either he weasels his way into it with the Brock Lesnar thing, or because he's a past GM of Raw and SmackDown, they use him for one night, and Laurinaitis convinces Heyman to reinstate him. And that's how you do it.
And you do it the week before you do it on episode 999.
Yeah.
See, I would almost foresee him coming back more in the main, in the more of the managerial position, the same way they did with Vicky when she was in the exact same position. Like, you could work it back into the Brock Lesnar thing because he is associated with the Brock Lesnar angle. You know, he comes back as, like, the professional manager of Brock Lesnar. That way
that's pretty much a given at this point, though.
Yeah.
But I don't see it, I don't foresee it going any farther than that.
They're gonna do something with him. I mean, with Triple H punching Heyman, that's going to lead obviously somewhere, that they wouldn't have done it unless Triple H just really wanted to hit the crap out of Heyman, which, you know, let's face it, who doesn't? Even though he's awesome.
You can't balance a checkbook. Bam!
I either see them, I don't know, either Laurinaitis gets reinstated by Heyman, the board of directors reinstates Laurinaitis because of, you know, that would work if Triple H takes over Raw and they reinstate Laurinaitis, but I don't see how they're going to do that.
Because that'd be the night where Brock Lesnar agrees to the fight with Triple H, and because Triple H cannot be the COO and an active wrestler at the same time, he has to put somebody temporary in control of Raw and SmackDown, in which case the board of directors will choose John Laurinaitis.
Bingo. So wait, he's
down a seat. I write this shit.
Give Mace a job.
Give all of us a job.
Yes, even though we don't have fancy degrees, give us all a job.
I will shortly.
I can counterfeit one. Does that count?
Totally. I think. Maybe.
They won't know where the University of Alderaan is. And if they go check, fuck it. The plan blew up.
You know what? If Sean can have a degree from the University of Stockholm, why not?
Kane Kitten's in the chat room saying that he's got two. He's offering one up.
It's even journalism. So that's a bonus. There you go. Add that onto your resume.
That means we can be a professional journalist just like Michael Cole. Yeah, pretty much.
That's where you have to practice. This is where you have to practice. May I have your attention, please?
I am tweeting on my iPad, which looks quite like a laptop.
I'm going to take my baseball bat to your iPad.
We're just going to keep bringing that up, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
I really wanted him just to spear the podium. I really did.
Wow.
Neck injury and all, he couldn't.
Said I wanted him to, not that it actually would happen.
Plus, back then, Edge didn't have the neck injury.
Well, he did, but, you know, wasn't predominant. Yeah, it wasn't as bad. Yeah, so we don't see Heyman getting any sort of control.
I would like to see him get control. Because it would make for a very interesting episode of Raw, especially considering that they've got to find some way to further this Triple H Brock Lesnar storyline before SummerSlam.
Yeah. Actually, I tell you who I would love to see. It will never happen in a million years, but I would love to see come back and take over is Shane McMahon.
That would be good. And I know, like, in the vein of, we know will never happen, surprisingly enough, I wouldn't mind seeing Eric Bischoff.
Shane McMahon has a better chance of showing up than Eric Bischoff.
Very true.
Yeah.
Or if you can't get Eric Bischoff, Tony Schiavone. Hell, pull J.J. Dillon out of retirement for a night.
That'd be kind of good.
Ric Flair?
Nah. I'm sorry, they need to keep him locked up in the mental asylum.
Yeah, let's keep in mind, Vince was the one who was taken out of power because of mental instability. So you're going to put Flair in charge instead?
Yeah. And Kane Kittens, I know you'd like to see Jim Ross be put into the GM role, but he's doing commentary on NXT.
I just want to have Jim Ross come back and do commentary on the 1000th Raw. They can boot Michael Cole from the table for the night and just have it be King and JR like it used to be.
No. Go back even further old school.
Vince and JR?
You get King, Vince, and JR. Or you do Vince, King, and Jesse Ventura.
God.
That would never happen simply because Ventura and Vince aren't on speaking terms.
I know.
And Vince won't sit next to Jim Ross, not with all the crap he's given him.
True.
He can't take his pot shots if he's out in public.
Hey, but that'd be a great moment for the episode of Raw. Vince makes fun of JR. JR stands up and just punches Vince in the face.
Epic. Oh, do it!
Mind you, I will say this. I did watch NXT this past week just to see like the new layout and everything.
What do you think?
I liked it. I liked it. New format, the new layout suits the show very well. It gives it a very... You know, these guys are literally working their way up onto the big show's feel. Without it being, you know, along the lines of, this is just FCW with, like, prettier lights. And I really like JR and Regal on commentary.
JR, like, made you feel, it seemed like these guys were actually important.
Yeah, they were building the talent via commentary. You know, like they're supposed to.
How the hell did that happen?
Vince wasn't around.
Yeah.
Remember, so NXT is a Triple H baby.
So basically, we get to see what the WWE will potentially be like when Triple H takes over.
Yeah, and I must say, I don't know what his name is on NXT, but Bo Rotundo, damn, that kid can work. He works a nice, crisp, clean, very quick ground game. Absolutely phenomenal. He will be somebody to watch, guaranteed, probably another 5 or so years. He'll be on the main roster, probably an IC champ.
He's going to be a good worker, yeah, I agree. We'll take a break. We'll come back, get into some TNA. And more odds and ends.
Tits and ass. Oh wait, wrong show.
Wrong show.
We're gonna talk about the Divas.
We're gonna talk about the Divas. When was the last time they were on TV?
There's one skipping around.
So we had Harley Lee.
We're gonna talk about her later.
Later.
We're gonna talk about her later. We're gonna talk some TNA. Okay. We're gonna talk some TNA when we come back.
Another idea they stole from us, by the way, just saying.
Yeah, they did. We're going to have some buy and sell, roundtable, and so much more. You're listening to WTR Sunlight, presented by iBlack.com, live right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
Athletes, both professional and amateur, know that sun glare is an athlete's worst nightmare. The fine folks at iBlack.com have created and patented glare-reducing under-eye patches known as iBlack.
to help improve performance and the entire game day experience. iBlack is used by athletes in Major League Baseball, Major League Lacrosse, and Minor League Baseball. iBlack has proud partnerships with many professional athletes in motorsports, the National Football League, and even WWE Hall of Famer Shawn Michaels. Show your support for your favorite athlete and team by purchasing the innovative iBlack products from iBlack.com. That's iBlack.com, the official iBlack of athletes and fans alike.
This is the Godfather of Extreme, Rob Parks. Tune in every Saturday, midnight-ish, for CB Radio, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Has your weekly Monday Night Wrestling fix gone off the air? Don't fret. All you need to do is change the channel to the WTR Raw Post Show.
I'm sorry that I came out here last week and ruined your family portrait, made out with your daughter, implied that you had sex with a bunch of fat, hairy old men, then poured beer on your unconscious body with your illegitimate bastard midget son. My bad.
Tune in every Monday night at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Time as we break down everything that goes down on WWE Monday Night Raw.
What's up, Holmes? The champ is here.
Interact with us live every Monday night for the WTR Raw Post Show, 11:30 p.m. Eastern Time, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Peace out, my brothers.
Thursday nights are about to be a little more impactful, especially when it comes to talking about my TNA. And no, I don't mean that TNA.
Beer! Money!
I mean TNA. You know, James Storm, Bobby Roode, Joseph Parks, Abyss's brother, and all the other stars of Impact Wrestling. Plus, everything else in the world of wrestling going on today. It's The Rack, Thursday nights at 11 p.m. Eastern, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Espérate! Espérate! No todos! Escúchenme!
Ladies and gentlemen, this is former WWE superstar and ECW general manager, Armando Alejandro Estrada.
Everybody, listen to me.
You're listening to the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Now I'm down in Tribeca, right next to the Narrow, but I'll be hood forever. I'm the new Sinatra, and since I made it here, I can make it anywhere. Yeah, they love me everywhere. I used to cop in Harlem, all of my Dominicanos right there up on Broadway. Pulled me back to that McDonald's, took it to my stash spot, 560 State Street. Catch me in the kitchen like a Simmons whipping pastry. Cruising down A Street, off-white Lexus, driving so slow, but BK is from Texas. Me, I'm out that Bed-Stuy, home of that boy Biggie. Now I live on Billboard, and I brought my boys with me. Say what up to Ty.
It's so much fun, our cats, you know, but no one can see. Just saying. Welcome back to WTR, presented by iBlack.com. I'm Rock, joined by Mason, Megan, and Lindsay, and not the fucking Canadian.
We're bringing him up again?
Well, he doesn't show up, so you know what? We're going to make as much fun of him as we want because he's not here to complain about it.
So we can roast Tim Stein?
Yes, let's roast Tim Stein. Omega, go.
I'm out of jokes.
Bullshit.
I've been doing this for God, what, 4 years now?
You never run out of jokes.
I never run out of Lita jokes.
You never run out of Tim Stein jokes either. You're a walking encyclopedia.
Technically, I do. I just reuse the same ones over and over.
Well, yeah, he just puts me in a different situation each time he tells a goddamn joke.
Oh, hang up on this fucker. We don't even want him here.
Ah, fuck you, mate.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the host of the show, Tim Stein.
Yeah, better late than never. God damn it, that's right. It's me, the late Tim Stein. Don't forget to send flowers. In lieu of flowers, you can send donations to Shop WTR at WrestleTalkRadio.com. Hi, guys.
Hi, Tim.
Hi, Tim.
How are you?
Go away.
I'm going to rip off a line from Mace. Mace, fuck you. Omega, fuck you. Lindsay, fuck you. And Sorokin, fuck you.
I didn't do anything.
I scrolled up in the chat window on Skype, and I read. And all I can say is, fuck you. And Mace, fuck you.
Wow, Mace got
fucked. No. He called me an old fucker, and he said a couple other things in chat, too. And then I heard, you know, that he was probably saying shit about me on the air. Oh, we can talk about that old fucker. He's no, yeah. Fuck you.
Go away, old man.
I don't want
We've
to.
Had a great 3 weeks without you. It's Why ruin a good thing?
2 weeks.
2 weeks and 45 minutes.
2 weeks and 45 minutes.
The point's been we've had fun.
Well,
leave us to our fun.
I'm not going
to
stop you from having fun. Have all the fun you want. Why don't you talk TNA?
We are about to talk TNA. Actually, that is the second thing on the run sheet is to talk about TNA.
Well, look at that. Hey, I'm psychic. You know,
this does not involve fun.
Oh, hey, Omega, you'll never guess who I saw in Fort McLeod, which is a little town south in southern Alberta, by the way. You'll never guess who I ran into. Well, I didn't run into her, but I saw her there. Who? Lita.
Really?
Yep.
Are you sure it was, like, identifiable as Lita, or was it just, like, the interstate tunnel down the street?
No. It was a girl, and, you know, her name was Lita. I knew it was Lita. Her name said, you know, she had a name tag, said Lita. And I walked up to her, and I said, hey, Omega from WTR says hi. She says, who the fuck's that?
You are a sad, lonely man.
Yeah. Lita Horowitz or something like that. I asked her if she was related to Barry.
You say Barry, I say...
Had to pull that out, didn't you?
I did.
I did. Just letting Kane Kittens know that I am in the chat room and I can see what he's saying. So, you know.
Yeah.
Don't see, no, stop.
That was fun last night.
Yeah.
Name the 8-bit MIDI theme.
Seriously, that's what we did last night.
Why did I get invited to that?
You guys played Name the Wrestler theme in MIDI?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God.
We were that bored.
It started from talking about GeoCities to Tripod and wrestling themes, and I was on found a Tripod site with MIDI files on it.
Oh, brother. You take it right out of Super Nintendo or something, eh? Oh, wait a minute. No, that was 16-bit, wasn't it? Nintendo was 8-bit.
See, this is what happens when you leave us by ourselves.
We have fun.
Well, keep having fun. I'll just shut the fuck up.
You know who was told to shut up? Scott Steiner was told to shut up this week by TNA lawyers.
Segway. Brilliant.
I know. Yeah, so will this actually keep him quiet? Like, can't go on Twitter and bash the company anymore?
No.
Till the lawyers get it cleaned up, yes.
Well, knowing Scott Steiner, he'll be a little more circumspect, but I don't see him stopping the bashing.
The other thing about, like, they pulled some clause out of his contract saying that he's not allowed to say bad things about the company and all that type of stuff, but shouldn't that clause in his contract expire at the same time they said, Scott Steiner, you're fired?
Is he still employed with TNA? I thought he quit.
Ooh. He asked for his release. He was granted his release. And that's when he started doing the stuff on Twitter.
Okay, well, here's the question. Here's the question about that. Is when you're released, whether you ask for it or they just say we don't have any, creative has nothing for you, all wrestlers are subcontractors and they've got this contract. Are they bought out or are they still getting paid to sit on their ass at home?
In the case of Scott Steiner, I think he...
That was a per appearance contract.
Yeah.
Okay, so he was only, it was a pay for play for Steiner. Mm-hmm. Then, unless he says something extremely derogatory, inflammatory, and, libelous, then he's not gonna stop.
Have you seen Scott Steiner's tweets?
Not recently, but I have seen them.
Yeah, it's a good thing. I think they told him to shut up.
Yeah, probably.
Well, he was going after Brooke Hogan, wasn't he?
I think that was his last victim, yeah.
Well, hey, you guys, would you like to talk to Scott Steiner? Would you like to interview him on the show here?
Not really.
Well,
I like coherent interviews, thank you.
Stay tuned. Oh. He may be coming to Kayfabe Wrestling Radio in the near future.
I'm so going to ask him so many math questions.
Wait a minute. Did you say math or meth?
Math.
Okay. Well,
M-A-T-H.
Meth might actually fit with some of the tweets he has let go.
No. We just want Scott Steiner mathematics. See what happens when Tim arrives? The fucking show just dies.
No, like, I'm distracted. Sorry. Blame Alan this time. Speaking of TNA and a champion in TNA, Austin Aries has to give up his X Division title for a shot at the world title coming up at Destination X. And he was given the option of, well, he came up with the option that every year, if you're the X Division champion coming up to Destination X, you would be given a shot at the world title if you so choose, if you gave up the belt. Is giving up the belt a good idea to get a world title shot? We'll start with Tim.
Hmm. Well, if you're looking at it just like as a spectator, depending on the circumstances and the situation, yeah. It might not be a bad idea. You know, it frees up the title for a tournament, first off, the X title, and potentially pushes the recent former X Division champion into the heavyweight picture.
What do you think, Mace?
I like the idea, to be honest. If you're willing to give up the belt to go after something bigger and better, then you know that's obviously going to lead into better matches, as is going to be the example with Austin Aries and Bobby Roode, mm-hmm. or as they like to say in TNA, Bobby Roode. You know, they seem to have half a name in TNA. But, you know, but it's also the fact that if Austin Aries loses, which, well, let's face it, he's going to, because we're all knowing that belt's going back to James Storm. No yay from Lindsay? Okay.
Squee.
Thank you. Get with it, girl. Come on. Basically, Aries can also claim back the title mm-hmm. under the fact that he gave it up, that he never lost it, therefore he still has a rematch clause. Which is, well, wrestling tradition. But also setting the precedent of, before Destination X every year, the X Division champion has the opportunity to trade in the title for a TNA heavyweight title shot. Just, it makes Destination X mean a bit more, because you're always wondering who's going to be the X Division champion leading into that pay-per-view, and, you know, will they cash it in or won't they?
I've got, before you move on, I've got something to add to what I was saying that ties in a little bit with Mace. We have, in the past, talked ad infinitum about WWE's Intercontinental title was used as a stepping stone from the mid-card into the main event. And if they actually do go this route, then the X Division title can serve the same purpose in TNA. And it was like you were just saying, it can open things up for a lot of the guys.
Omega, what do you think, considering Rook's not going to do it?
Tick-tock. I don't know. It's kind of hard to tell. It's hard for me to talk about because the way I follow TNA is by reading the run sheet for every, you know, episode we do here.
Good job, Omega.
It's TNA. Okay, come on.
Tune in Thursdays, 11 p.m. Eastern for The Rack. We'll tell you more about TNA. And I know you'll listen because Lindsay's the host.
Damn you.
Well, at least you just have to listen to it. You don't have to watch it.
But I would love to watch your rack. Unfortunately, there's no video attached.
Well, I was thinking of getting this cameras installed.
About time.
But I don't have the money for it, so somebody's got to pop
I'll send you
it.
One.
See how quick he was on that one.
Who's going to install it?
It's plug and play. You'll be fine. Okay, so the idea is X Division champion forfeits the belt in order to get a world title shot?
Yes.
Eh. If it plays into a story, fine, but not as one of these, like, not as, like, a rule. Like, okay, if, you know, if someone gets a lucky win, okay, I'll trade it in for a world title shot right now. No.
It's once a year at Destination X. Leading up to Destination X, you get the option, if you're the X Division champion, you can give out the belt for a shot at the world title.
It's Destination X. It's one of the X Division's main pay-per-views. Why would you make that kind of rule? Why would you take away from one of your biggest draws and basically force it so that you're not going to have a champion in the X Division at the X Division event?
But an X Division
they do a recrowning.
I know they do a recrowning, but there's no story behind a recrowning.
But an X Division star will be in the main event, though.
It feels like a cheap attempt at making the X Division title kind of have some kind of importance. Now it's worth a world title shot. That just demeans the X Division title when, you know, it's not even the most important thing at its own pay-per-view.
He has a good point.
Yeah, I kind of got to agree with him. I like the idea. I thought it was innovative for Aries, for him to give up the title to go after the world title, but to do it every year, to have that option every year, it's good because it will help the other guys if they decide to storyline it in, get moved up. But at the same time, it makes it feel like it's a money in the bank kind of thing. You win it, and then you hold on to it to cash it in later. And there's no guarantee that you'll win. So I don't know. It was an interesting twist for Aries, but I don't know how I feel about them doing it every year. That's if they remember a year from now.
Well, they've started to book logically, so.
They've actually started to book interesting ideas.
To a point.
Speaking of interesting ideas that they're booking, they revealed the secret, didn't they, Lindsay?
That was crap! That was complete, utter crap!
Explain
about.
Explain to everybody the secret.
The secret! Are Dixie Carter and AJ Styles having an affair? Are they, Are they? Chris Daniels and Kazarian have all this proof! And what the fuck is really going on? They're helping an addict! By the way, is pregnant. So, yeah, just really, it's great that you reveal AJ and Dixie to be good people, but that's what you built that to. You built this fantastic angle where everybody is waiting and wondering, are they having an affair? The payoff would have been awesome if they were, and they're helping an addict.
Yeah.
Cough out.
that's called either somebody didn't want to go for it, or they came up with a plan B.
Kind of agree there. Mace, if you were booking this, what would you have made the secret?
I don't know, but I wouldn't have made it this. You know, it's literally 11th hour going, oh shit, we've booked ourselves into a corner, how do we get out of it? They're helping a crack addict. You're on crack to write that shit. There's nothing I can really say that would, like, be a good ending to it, because it had gone on, it's been going on since, what, January? Or something like that.
It's been going on
so far back that, and with all the evidence that's been around, it's no sense making. So I can't really sort of turn around and go, yeah, let's do this. No. This is something that would take more than 10 seconds to, or even a 5-minute rant to go, hey, this is what we're going to do. Believe me, I'd have to sit there and probably rebook the angle or something like that.
Hey, we could do that on the rack, couldn't we?
We could do it on the rack.
Thank you for picking up the obvious hint.
You're welcome.
We're Shameless Whores promoting that The Rack returns this Thursday night live at 11 p.m. Eastern with Lindsay Ward as the host.
Shameless.
Where you will do...
Where we will do stuff. I have no idea what we're doing yet.
Yeah, we don't have a format yet.
Aren't we doing the rebooking or booking of Karma in...
No, that's it. July 12th, that is.
That's July 12th.
Coming soon to the rack.
Coming soon to the rack.
For those of you who are rebookers out there, since Mesa went ahead and announced it, July 12th, we will be doing a rebooking or a booking where you book the return of Karma up to her winning the WWE title, Divas title.
But let's go to the promoter of the bunch, Tim Stein of CanadianAllPro.com. How would you have ended this big reveal?
As he shows exactly how much he gives a crap about his own show.
Tick-tock.
Tim. So we're going to say his microphone's muted or his shit's broken again.
No, I was suffering a coughing fit.
Okay.
As somebody who comes up with ideas for shows, I wouldn't have come up with this idea to begin with, especially in light of how they ended it. You knew for a fact, just watching it, as somebody who pays attention to stories and angles and where they're going with this and where they're going with that, that it wasn't going to be the big reveal everybody expected it to be. And, you know, there's no way in hell it was going to be, oh, they're having an affair. And they wind up, you know, like you said, Lindsay, they're helping an addict. Well, good for them. Why did it have to be presented the way it was presented? Something else could have been written up and presented. I think, and I told you, Rock, right, like halfway through the stupid little angle they were doing, that it was really boring to me, first off. And I thought it was really dumb.
You did.
I did.
Well, I had faith in the creative. Yeah, well.
You fool.
I was buying into it.
Well, they still have a couple good angles running where hopefully they won't mess up.
After this one, I don't know.
Yeah, our faith is shaken, Lagana. Fix it.
Yeah. But on that note, I think we should take another break. Sound like a good
idea? Yeah, why not? Hey, everybody, you're listening to WTR, Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. We'll take a break. Come back. Don't go anywhere.
athletes, both professional and amateur, know that sun glare is an athlete's worst nightmare. The fine folks at iBlack.com have created and patented glare-reducing under-eye patches known as iBlack to help improve performance and the entire game day experience. iBlack is used by athletes in Major League Baseball, Major League Lacrosse, and Minor League Baseball. iBlack has proud partnerships with many professional athletes in motorsports, the National Football League, and even WWE Hall of Famer Shawn Michaels. Show your support for your favorite athlete and team by purchasing the innovative iBlack products from iBlack.com. That's iBlack.com, the official iBlack of athletes and fans alike.
Hey man, what's your name?
Hello, my name is Jimmy Pop and I'm a dumb white guy.
Why are you sitting there all alone?
Been fresh than weed since 1983.
Well, that ain't good.
The drummer from the Vipers only got one arm.
You're kinda weird. You always sing everything you say?
Yeah, but don't give a damn if you don't like me.
Hey, I didn't say anything like that. Man, in fact, I was gonna ask if you want to do something if you're not too busy. What you, doing around Wednesday, around 8:30?
Eat Spam from the can, watch late night C-SPAN, and rock out to old school Duran Duran.
Well, I know this awesome wrestling show on WildTalkRadio.com. Just another goddamn wrestling show with Jed Schaefer and Scott Barry and the Cheapwood Paneling. They talk about all the wrestling news of the week. Want to listen in? Maybe even call in?
Hell yeah!
Cool. Now, stop looking at me that way.
You and me, baby, ain't nothing but mammals, so let's do it like they do on the Discovery Channel.
Yeah, I don't roll that way. But there is this guy on the show. His name's Joey Gay.
Tuesday nights, the Wild Talk Radio Network brings you Kayfabe Wrestling Radio with me, Alan Wojcik, and the Spud Guy. We'll bring you interviews with the biggest names from the past, present, and future in pro wrestling.
Hey everybody, this is Ed Buck. It's me. It's that D-O-double-G.
This is Jessica Havoc.
Hey everyone, this is Stevie Richards.
This is Harley Race.
The franchise Shane Douglas.
Plus, insights from the people who cover the business. It's Kayfabe Wrestling Radio, 9 p.m. Eastern, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Hi, everybody. This is good old J.R. Jim Ross, WWE Hall of Famer.
Business is about to pick up here.
And you're tuned in to the Wild Talk Radio Network.
It's going to be a slumber knocker.
Welcome back, WTR, Sunday Night for Stock Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Thanks a lot, everybody, for joining us. Those of you joining us for the first time or the first time in a long time, thanks for tuning in, and I hope that you keep coming back and checking out all the shows on the Wild Talk Radio Network, brought to you by iBlack.com.
That's correct.
See how I did that? That worked.
That did work, and you know what also works, Tim?
What works?
This would be the roundtable. Anthony Dancy roundtable with no intro. Dun, 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 dun. With no intro. Dun, 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 dun.
Well, you know,
that does not work.
I could have set that up, you know. As a matter of fact, wait, it's like rock reset. And now it's time for the roundtable.
This would be the roundtable. Anthony Dancy roundtable with no intro. Dun, 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 dun. With no intro. Dun, 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 dun.
There you go. Just to piss Omega off and please Kane Kittens, because he loves hearing that.
Are you trying to break his soul?
I don't have to try. He's been doing this show long enough. It's broken. You see? No protest from Omega.
And no, Kane Kittens, there really isn't any Cena divorce update other than is he cheating or is he not cheating? That is the question. Until it's proven, we don't know.
Yeah, well, that's what I read this morning on one of those wrestling dirt sheet sites. Have you guys seen what Kenny's been saying lately?
Kenny, shut the fuck up.
Kenny STFU?
Seriously, Kenny, shut the fuck up. He just needs to shut up. I don't know. That's just my opinion.
You don't like hearing about how John Cena messed up his relationship with Mickey James by sleeping with Mickey and an unnamed Neva who got transferred to SmackDown?
Look at Tim Steyn into the dirt.
Well,
I'd like to point out that Kenny also didn't say that, you know, Mickey James slept with CM Punk.
But it was John Cena that caused her to break off the engagement to Kenny.
Right.
Yeah, anyway, so what do you do with John Cena? Lindsay.
For what? Just in general?
In general.
Put him on a 6-month vacation to Tahiti.
Why Tahiti?
I don't know. It's exotic? I mean, what do you want me to say? As far as SummerSlam goes?
SummerSlam, we'll start with Money in the Bank. Over the next few months, where do you go from here? Do you put him into the title picture?
No. Cena needs to stay out of the title picture. He doesn't need to sniff the belt. He doesn't need a shot at the belt because he's already in the main event. They booked the belt under him. So, putting him in the title picture, yeah, sure, it would raise the belt back up into the main event, but it's not going to do any good. I like that he's out of it, but they need to bring someone in for him, either... I know they're going for Punk at SummerSlam, so it's trying to figure out what you do with Cena for Money in the Bank, sort of just leave him off the pay-per-view or stick him in the Money in the Bank match.
Because, you know, God forbid they leave Cena off a pay-per-view.
They did it once.
And
TLC.
It was awesome.
And it was awesome. The only thing I can really foresee them doing with Cena if they don't put him in Money in the Bank and they don't put Jericho in Money in the Bank is tying those two up for a short feud, insta-feud kind of thing, and seeing where you go from there.
Well, that might be interesting to have a little micro feud between those two. Mace, between now and SummerSlam, up to and including the pay-per-view, what do you do with Cena?
Send him on a vacation. I'm not kidding about that either. You know, it's about time we take Cena off TV for a good couple of months. Let the guy recharge his batteries. Go and do more Make-A-Wish stuff, you know. Send him on a press tour, you know. Anything but have him on our goddamn television. Let other people shine for fucking once. You know, even if, you know, yeah, Daniel Bryan and CM Punk have had the spotlight quite well over these last month or so, but it always comes back to Cena. Cena's the main event. Cena's, even without the title, he's the guy who's headlining pay-per-views. You know, take him off television. Let your world title be your, you know, let your main title be your main event at a pay-per-view.
Which it hasn't, by the way, since Cena dropped it.
Exactly. The only time the belt becomes a main event item is when Cena's holding the fucking thing.
Yeah.
You know, don't get me wrong. I'm not going, oh, I'm so sick of Cena. I want to see this company evolve. We have sat stagnant for too long. It needs to move on, needs to create a new, bigger main event scene that doesn't revolve around one man.
Mm-hmm. Or two.
Yeah, one man that actually wrestles and the other one called John Laurinaitis. Why the fuck are you in the wrestling ring to begin with, you douchebag?
Yeah, true. Omega, you got any other ideas?
Okay, here's what you do.
We're listening.
You put Cena in the main event.
you put Cena in the Money in the Bank, right?
Mm-hmm.
You build that up. You let him win, but he's going to cash in at the next pay per view, which at that point will be SummerSlam. You have Brock Lesnar take offense to this, since that's the angle right now, that he's going to be the face of SummerSlam. You know, he's going to be the face of the whole promotion behind that event. This is what triggers him coming back. He snaps, destroys Cena, put him out to pasture for a few months, leave the title situation up in the air, or just let Brock muscle his way into it.
Mm-hmm.
So Brock Lesnar has redeemed himself from losing to Cena. Cena, gone 3 or 4 months. And maybe, the championship might actually be the main event.
It'll never happen.
No, it's a good idea, so it will never
happen.
Elaborate
on that one, Lindsay.
It's a great idea. I like it, but it's logic.
God damn my logic.
It's sensible booking, and that's not what the WWE does. We know that.
Point. I'm saying that's what you should do. I don't know, that's probably not what's going to happen, unless they really are booking it through our show.
I mean,
which would be probably a good idea.
I mean, logic would have been you had Cena lose to Brock at Extreme Rules. He's out for a month or two, and you push the entire John Laurinaitis storyline back a month or 6 weeks to where he's just now either facing Laurinaitis or Big Show. And Laurinaitis gets fired. If he faces Laurinaitis, he gets fired at this pay-per-view rather than the last one. But no, he had to beat Brock and be around, and now we're all screwed because we have no idea what they're going to do with him. And we're all terrified.
Well,
let me pose this question before Tim completely cuts me off again. If Cena beat Brock, other way around. Scratch that, reverse it. If Brock beat Cena back during that match, would we have seen the Big Show turn heel?
No. Maybe not.
Because why? Brock would have been the dominant heel on your show. No need to do a pointless heel turn. Anyway, Tim.
Well, there are rumblings that John Cena is in line for another title shot, and they're talking about SummerSlam, John Cena versus CM Punk, round two.
Seen it.
It's a big match, but yeah, seen it. They're both faces right now. Won't work.
They're not going to be able to recapture what they had last year, you figure?
Just a bit.
There was supposed to be a rumor going around that they were looking at doing it at Night of Champions and having Cena go over this time.
Mm-hmm.
Stupid. Cena, go on holiday, please. Go sort out your fucking divorce.
Yes,
I was about to bring that up. Shouldn't he at least take a month off to deal with this situation?
He should, because in the end, the more he, you know, only glad hands the divorce proceedings, the worse it's going to look, and the more it's going to go in his, well, now ex-wife's favor.
Mm-hmm.
And she's going to walk away with everything.
Well, not to perpetuate the rumors that are out there, but can you see Cena actually having done what good old Kenny is accusing him of having done?
What, cheat on her?
Yeah, a multiple of times.
It wouldn't surprise me.
I can't really. I wouldn't really say... Like, a guy like John Cena with the reputation that he has, even, you know, even if it is created by marketing, I couldn't see him being the guy that would cheat on his wife. But then again, you know, these guys are all on the road, and, you know, ring rats will be ring rats.
Yeah, this is true. The Cena that we're used to seeing, the Cena that we hear about, the guy who just granted a record 300 Make-A-Wish, is that manufactured, what we see? Is this totally 100% a character that has no basis in reality, that was created for the benefit of WWE to give them a new, you know, franchise to replace the previous ones?
I would go with yes.
I would go with yes and no.
Okay, well, I think we all understand the yes. What's the no, Lindsay?
I mean, I would, just because until I know someone, and I don't know John Cena from Adam, so I don't know him but from what I see on TV, I would like to believe he's a good person. Okay. I don't believe anybody is a monumental dick unless they prove they're a monumental dick to me in some fashion. So, and everything you hear about Cena, at least from the rumblings through the business that I've heard, is he's a good guy. He's a stand-up guy. He's respectable. So, you know, I would have to believe that Cena is at least a decent person. And he wouldn't do, honestly, at this stage in his career, I don't think he would do all the Make-A-Wish stuff and the charity stuff if he didn't want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
He could tell him to fuck off if he wanted to, given the level of status he has. So I just have to believe, you know, part of it is marketing, part of it is them making his image look as good as they possibly can, especially right now with the divorce going on, and just him being at least a decent person.
Okay. Omega?
I would say... Yeah, it's hard to believe anybody is as infallible as Cena is made out to be on TV. He hears about the charity stuff, and there's no obligation to do that. So that much I could see. You know, I do believe that there is a really good and decent guy in there. At the same time, he's a human being, and the natural progression is to err. I mean, you know, look at all the crap behind Hulk Hogan, and look how squeaky clean he was in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
So it's part of it, like, part of it is public image facade, but I do genuinely think the guy is who he plays out to be. I just think he's a little bit more flawed than that.
Okay, well, I gotta agree with you and Lindsay on that. There's gotta be a modicum of reality in the character that we see. It's practically impossible for somebody who's a dick in real life to play a nice person, because they don't know what a nice person is. You know what I mean?
Right.
But at the same time, not that I'm putting stock in the dirt sheets and the rumors and innuendo, but it wouldn't surprise me.
Just given the nature of the business, yeah, it wouldn't surprise me. Just because you hear that more guys are unfaithful to their wives or girlfriends or spouses or whatever than not.
Well, I don't know that there's more guys who are than who aren't. I just think that, you know, we hear about the ones who are, either in their tell-all books or through the dirt sheets and innuendo and stuff like that. We don't hear about all the decent monogamous ones.
I mean, all I know is if he did cheat on his wife, WWE will do everything in their power to ensure that doesn't come out, because they want him to keep that squeaky, clean, untarnished image.
Mm-hmm. Now, that also brings up, you know, even more questions. Is it ethical for a company to do something like that? Say, like, you know, you got to keep your mouth shut about your coworker, or we'll make sure that you never work in Hollywood again, as the saying goes.
They did it in the 40s and the 50s. Why not? For Hollywood.
Well, they're still doing it in Hollywood, but...
Yeah, Lindsay Lohan's clean and sober. Yeah.
Bullshit, I'm a doc.
They're trying to portray that.
Yeah.
Yeah, if it walks like a duck, talks like a duck, quacks like a duck, and shits like a duck, it ain't no goose.
But, I mean, I think it's... At this point, WWE has more tied up than Cena than anything else. And for him to have a very nasty public divorce and a fall from grace, such as he's been cheating on his wife with several unnamed divas, according to Kenny Doan and Ring Rats, that's going to be very nasty and very ugly for the company. They'll take a personal hit on that. So I don't see them doing anything, because if you notice, she retained the lawyer and then you didn't really hear anything out of her until the whole cheating rumor started, and then she kind of started up again, but not really. Mm-hmm. If you notice, it's more Kenny Doan talking versus his soon-to-be ex-wife or continuing-on wife.
Yeah.
So I have to wonder if the company didn't go to her and say, look, we don't care if you divorce him, we don't care what goes on to there, but keep it quiet.
Well, that just brings up...
lawyer.
She retained Linda Hogan's lawyer. I seriously doubt he told her to shut the fuck up. They want to get every piece of everything they can out of him, so I very much doubt.
Well, that...
He told
her
to keep quiet.
That brings to mind the thought, you know, if this had happened, and how long ago was it where he allegedly... had sex with Mickey James.
5 years
ago?
That
was like 2006, wasn't it?
2006, 2007, something like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why did it take Kenny so long to come out?
It's kind of convenient, isn't it?
Because all of his other failed reality shows have failed, so, you know, now he has to go on, you know, wrestling news sites and spill dirt.
Because he's being paid off by Cena's ex-wife's lawyers.
I was waiting for somebody to bring that up. Okay, thanks, Mace. What are the chances that he's the mouthpiece for Cena's estranged wife, and he's the one doing the dishing of the dirt on her behalf so she doesn't have to, which would make her look
not
even
so much
worse
that.
Clean.
No, not so much that. More along the lines of... The lawyer went around going, does anybody know any dirt on John Cena? We're paying good money.
Oh, hey, you know what? WWE won't bring me back. I got something to tell you.
Exactly. Yeah,
except it's all before he married her.
Yeah, but if you took a look into what they're looking for causes of infidelity before and after the marriage.
Oh, I know.
So they're looking for any excuse.
Yeah, and according to Kenny, he was dishing out the ring rats after the marriage. Mickey and the unnamed diva before, but, you know, they were together. I mean, she was his high school sweetheart, for crying out loud. So... I say give him time off. Get him off the TV. When you finally bring him back, repackage the guy. What's wrong with turning the face of your company heel? WCW was very successful and really, really, really ran with it when they did that with Hogan because it was so unexpected and shocking. Cannot WWE recreate the same type of electricity WCW had when they did that?
Well, here's my question to you. Since Cena already kind of has heat and he's already being booed partially, is Cena in an ass-backwards kind of way already becoming heel?
No,
I mean, are they doing it in a subtle way?
I would say anti-heel.
Anti-heel.
Yeah, the guy that you boo and you hate, but he still comes out as if he was the baby face, and he's not saying nasty stuff to draw heat. The heat, you know, the heat's natural, and it just comes. But they do everything to ignore it. They're not ignoring it, though. as he comes out and he says, you know, this is America, I defend your right to boo me. You know, in a nutshell, you know. You pay your money, you do what you want. Which leads to, you know, like a 50-50 split. The guys are saying Cena sucks. The girls and the kids, you know, scream out, let's go Cena. Anyway, yeah, I just think that, yeah, get him off TV for a little bit and bring him back as an actual heel. And because reality gets blurred with professional wrestling, you can actually use that as a stepping stone why he's pissed off with life. And without mentioning anybody's name, he can use the dirt sheet reports as a reason why he's pissed off with everybody.
Just use TMZ.
Yeah.
Damn you, TMZ.
I'm sick of the crowd booing me. I'm sick of all the negative. I'm sick of TMZ sticking their cameras and everything practically up my butt anytime something happens in my life. You know what? Screw a lot of yous. And all of a sudden, you know, he gets cheered. Because everybody's like, yay, he's going heel.
I mean, could you do the show?
Oh, no. We don't want Cena to be a heel. We want him to be a face again. Fucking satisfied wrestling fans.
Could you almost do, like, the Shawn Michaels, he lost his smile kind of thing, and he leaves to go find his smile?
Yeah, sort of.
You know, in a way, you probably could get away with doing that. Of course, you know, he's lost his smile because his personal life's falling apart.
And his professional life was falling apart when he lost to, you know, Brock Lesnar, Rock. Wait, he didn't lose to Brock. He lost to Laurinaitis and Rock. You know,
so,
could have kept him on a losing streak. Maybe that would have, you know, started that losing the smile thing.
There you go. So, I guess that's, you know, some ideas of what you can do with Cena. And the general consensus is get him the fuck off TV for a little while.
Pretty much.
Yeah. So.
So, we're gonna try this, because Tim doesn't understand by herself. We're going to try it again. You buy the idea if you like it. You sell the idea if you don't like it. Got it, Tim?
If you like it.
You buy it.
Buy it. If you don't like it,
you sell it.
Then you're selling it. And you see, this, I understand what you're trying to do here. It's just you don't have the right name for it if that's what you're doing. So I'm just, you know, nitpicking.
What would you call it?
I don't fucking know. I don't care right
now. I don't fucking know. A great name
for it. Plinko.
Plinko. Okay, we're playing Plinko tonight.
We're gonna play Plinko right now.
Okay. A repackaged Ted DiBiase, would he be a main eventer? Buy or sell? Tim?
I don't buy that. I do not buy that.
So you're going to sell it?
I guess so, if I'm not buying it.
Explain why.
I just, with everything that I've seen from him to this point, you cannot repackage him anytime soon and have me believe it.
Mace.
I'd put it up for sale. I'm selling this one. You know what? Here's the biggest problem with Ted DiBiase Jr. He's Ted DiBiase Jr. The fact that he shares the same name as his more successful old man is going to hurt him in the long run. He's never going to be able to get out from under that shadow.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of trying to go against it like they have constantly been trying to do, bring his old man back as the Million Dollar Man, bring back the Million Dollar Championship properly this time, and play it up as a heel. Let his old man be the mouthpiece. You know, play up, this is my son, he has had every advantage under the sun. You know, he is deserving of the name DiBiase. He is deserving of my championship belt. The crowd will eat it up. They will boo the living shit out of him. And it might actually elevate him beyond where the fuck has he been status.
I thought they did that when he first came in, didn't they?
They had him going against his old man. I don't need my old man's money. I don't need this, that. I stole the $1 million belt because I'm rebelling against my father. They never had him work with Ted DiBiase Sr.
Gotcha.
Lindsay, buy or sell, repackaged Ted DiBiase as a main eventer.
Sell. I'm sorry. I like Ted DiBiase. He's a good guy. He's a good wrestler. He just has the charisma of a carrot. And I'm sorry. You need charisma to be able to do this. And he just... Sorry, son, you don't have it. You really don't have it. I mean, he's a good tag wrestler. He's a good mid-carder, but I don't ever see him in the main event. He's the Marty Jannetty of Legacy. Just saying.
Oh.
Omega, buy or sell.
Wow. Selling on eBay, and I'm not even putting a reserve price on it.
Why?
He's done nothing. You have to repackage him and build him up for so long that there's not even a point to doing it. He might have the lineage, he might have the name behind him, but I'm sorry, he ain't his old man. And it's gonna be a long time before he will be.
Okay, next one up for buy or sell, the idea of a television show / movie based around the day-to-day goings-on of a wrestling organization. Lindsay.
Is it reality-based?
It could be reality-based. It's either scripted or reality. The idea of a television show. Just the idea.
I'd buy it.
Why?
I don't know. Just, I guess being a fan, it's kind of one of those things that there's a curiosity of what goes on behind the magic curtain. And you... At least for me, I want to see that. I want to see what goes into making it and how it works. That's something that's always fascinated me. Like, one day I would love for a wrestler or someone in the business to sit me down and explain ring psychology and what goes into putting together a good match and that kind of thing. Just because I like to know that kind of stuff. So for me, I would watch that. I would be interested in seeing that just to see how it all works.
Omega, buy or sell.
I'd sell with the caveat of I would like to see this as well. I just don't see it as something they could continuously do. Especially, you know, how last minute the WWE has been with booking lately, especially with, this would be really interesting if we did catch Cena coming out of a Divas locker room, but outside of getting that kind of dirt on film, I don't see it having many legs to it. As a 1 hour special or like a movie that would go like direct to Netflix or DVD or something like that. Yeah, I would like to see what happens behind the stage, but you know, behind the curtain. But if I'm going reality show weekly, I still prefer the Tough Enough route.
Tim, buy or sell.
Oh God. Difficult question for me for two reasons. One of them is the business is as exposed as it is. There's a lot of stuff that still goes on behind the scenes that people don't know about. And, you know, with me trying to run a successful promotion, there are things I don't want you people to know about that do go on behind the scenes. But as somebody who is morbidly fascinated by shit like this, I could see this as a, not for WWE or TNA, that's too much, Ring of Honor or smaller, into the, indie markets. And maybe if what you did was you grabbed a whole bunch of different indie feds and you focused on different ones every single week to see what they do, you could run it like American Pickers.
Okay.
It would possibly work that way. As long as something like this, you can't script it. You cannot script it like, you know, no kayfabe at all whatsoever. However, when it comes to certain points where you're dickering with talent that want to get paid more than they're worth, or you're talking to venues about costs for the rental, stuff like that, let the promoter look at the camera and say, sorry, guys, we can't have this filmed. You got to turn it off. And then pick it up afterwards. I can see that working that way.
Mace, buy or sell?
What the hell are you eating, Lindsay?
Ice. Sorry, I thought I was on mute.
Well, you're not. My apologies for interrupting. Go ahead.
Mace, buy or sell?
Sell.
Why?
For the simple reason. Beyond the mat. Every shoot interview ever made. Anything done by kayfabe commentaries. We have had the curtain pulled back so far that you have seen every facet of the business. You just don't realize it until you put it all together. Beyond the Mat went through, you know, things like planning out a match, what an atmosphere in the backstage of a locker room is like. Kayfabe Commentaries does a lot of behind-the-scenes stories and what went into making this, doing that. The WWE, back when it was the WWF, put out a videotape that had Raven as Johnny Polo taking you through the production aspects of the business. Taking you backstage into Titan Tower, seeing the production of videotapes and stuff like that. You've seen the amount of times where you've had Scott Hall and Kevin Nash go into the production truck. Same with Triple H and Shawn Michaels have gone into the production truck. And you've seen how many screens, how many cameras, how they put the show together. You just don't realize it until you sit back and look at the broad scope of everything that's been available to you. A day-to-day operations of a wrestling company would kill that company. If you gave it to Ring of Honor, it'd kill Ring of Honor. You give it to the WWE, it would pull the curtain back so far that not even the little kids who love wrestling will want to watch wrestling anymore. It's a business killer. There needs to be the curtain drawn across so you don't see every aspect.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's hard enough with all the dirt sheets and everything out there to keep that curtain closed. To just rip it open and go, here's everything that we do, you might as well shut down business tomorrow. Because that's it, you've ruined the illusion. That'd be like a magician coming on television going, yeah, I'm giving you every single trick that every magician has done since the beginning of time. I'm telling you exactly how it's done.
They've done
none
that.
Of this none of this breaking the magician's code bullshit where they use out-of-date magic tricks.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking, you have David Blaine, or you have the fucking, the mind freak guy come out and say, this is how I do my tricks. Like every single one of them. That kills their business, that kills their art, and it makes it impossible for anybody to continue. So believe me, selling this day-to-day organization, nah. Gone, sold, see you later. Put it in a rubbish bin.
This is where I say Vince Russo and his son just finished a screenplay based on this whole idea.
It won't fucking move. Nobody will pick it up. Especially because you don't have the name Vince fucking Russo attached.
Okay, next one.
How does that man keep getting work?
Because
he got a lot of photos with people with donkeys. That's all I can figure.
That, and he has a fancy television degree, and, you know, anyone with a fancy television degree can make it anywhere.
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
That wasn't a shot.
Moving on, buy or sell. Chris Jericho returning tomorrow night on Raw as a babyface. Omega.
This is hard. I would love to see it just because he hasn't been a proper babyface in a while. Like, he had one return where he tried it and they barely did anything with it. So it went nowhere. But after the whole James Bond villain angle that he went with in his last run, and now this super ego heel that he's been working as since then, I don't see how. Like, after just 30 days away, you could suddenly go, he's a good guy now. I don't see a way of that being believable, no matter how you spin it.
Okay, Tim, buy or sell Chris Jericho returning as a babyface?
Oh, hell yeah, I'd buy that in a heartbeat. Goddamn straight. Chris Jericho was the type, you know, call him the anti-Cena. He's the type of guy you love to hate when he's a heel. And as, you know, he's the penultimate bad guy. He really is. He's just incredible when he does that. But people don't give him enough credit for his babyface abilities. And he's one of those guys that can pull off either one almost to perfection, complete and utter total perfection. And, you know, he's almost like the anti-Cena. People love to hate Cena because they're tired of Cena. People love to hate Jericho because he's such a great heel. They're going to cheer Jericho if he's a heel or if he's a face. He comes out and he starts cracking on the jackasses in the back, as opposed to the jackasses who paid their money to watch him crack on them. The people are still going to buy it. They're still going to take that without second thought. And as good as a heel, like I said, as good as a heel he is, he's underrated as a babyface.
Lindsay, buy or sell?
I'd sell it just because Jericho's too good of a heel to let him go face, and at this point, they desperately need a heel. They really kind of do, and Jericho just fits the bill. Plus, that's what he was when he left. I don't think 30 days is enough to change him back.
Mace, buy or sell?
Sell. Save us, Y2J, bombed in the ass. That's why it turned to save me. Jericho always works better as a heel. Like Tim said, he's a guy you love to hate. But personally, I wouldn't even buy him as a heel. I want him gone from the company. I'm sorry, he's too split. He doesn't, 1 minute it's, I want to wrestle. I want to make music. I want to act. I want to make music. I want to wrestle. I want to make music. Pick where you want to go with your life and go. If he wants to do his music, fine. Quit wrestling completely. Don't ever come back.
And finally, buy or sell AJ as Kane's Harley Quinn. Lindsay.
Buy.
Explain.
I don't know why, but I think she'd be a good foil for him. Especially if they kind of keep him as the cold, heartless bastard and he only uses her when he needs to. And she's just completely, totally in love with him, a la Jolene, Joker and Harley, but I really like where they're going with the storyline. If you can't notice...
Wait, you like this storyline?
I love this storyline. I made fan art for this storyline, okay?
I thought fangirls are supposed to hate this story.
No, Jesus, Rob.
Ouch. Going, digging deep, a little deep tonight, aren't we?
He's using both barrels there.
No, I like where they're going with it. If they keep it up where she's just completely madly in love with him and he's very aloof and cold, I definitely would like that. If they turn him into Sappy Kane, we may have to talk about this.
And we probably will. Omega, buy or sell?
Buy. Bye, 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 bye.
Bye, bye.
Here's the thing, and I might get railed for this, but you've got a locker room full of divas that really can't wrestle, and you've put no attention into making them good wrestlers. So, you know what? This is a really good way of using a diva. She is involved in the storyline without being a tacked-on element. She actually seems important here. And it's probably the best booking they've had of a diva in a really damn long time. This needs to be the example. This needs to be the model of how you use a diva's roster that cannot work in a ring.
Mace, buy or sell.
Shut up and take my money!
I think we're all sold on this. Pretty There's nothing else for the outfit.
Shut up and take my money. I buy, god damn it. Mainly because Lindsay got it dead on the noggin. Mm-hmm. Have her be the over-energized, you know, overly affectionate, you know, basically Harley Quinn character, and you have Kane as the very stone cold, will show no emotion Joker aspect. It works so well, and it is so interesting to watch. And basically, I am praying this either this week on Raw or sometime soon. I want a Mr. K or a Puddin' reference.
Yes! Yeah. I want this to happen.
I know they listen. This week, I want to hear AJ Cole Kane Puddin'.
Yes!
And just have him no sell it. But also, like Omega said, you know, we got a whole heap of divas out there. Can't wrestle, can't entertain, can't do nothing. You finally have a diva with personality. And it's interesting and involving. It's getting people to watch. My God, it's an interesting concept. Use this as a prototype for other divas to get personality. And then shut up and take my money.
Well, more so, it's think of all the things now with the character development. Oh my God, character development for a diva. Think of all the places they can go with her in the future with this. This opens her up to so much more.
It does. Tim, buy or sell?
Oh, well, I guess WTR digs crazy chicks.
There is a banner that says that.
Shut up and take my money.
Guardedly, yeah, I buy this, but like I say, guardedly, because I'm just worried that they're going to screw it up because, guys, let's face it, it's WWE, and they've been known to screw up things before at least once or twice. And that's the only thing I'm worried about, and that's why I'm hesitant. Because, you know, Lindsay, you said it, if they all of a sudden they turn Kane mushy over the whole damn thing, it just kind of fucks it right up right there, does it not?
It does, and that's when I got worried when he kissed her back. It's like,
no, there's nothing wrong with him doing that, as long as he doesn't show the emotion. Like May said, he's got to remain totally a total automaton over the whole thing. Yeah, you can kiss a girl and not show any emotion when you're doing it. Just ask any guy who's done it, especially after having a couple at the bar. I mean, you know.
What? Plus, to sort of bring the whole thing back to the whole Joker Harley Quinn dynamic, which we're comparing this all to, there was an episode, I believe, in season, it was either 3 or 4, where they changed the animation, and Harley is trying to get Joker's attention, and he's obsessing over Batman like he does. He's looking over all these plans of past, all these past plans that he's gone through. She gets up on the table in skimpy lingerie.
This is Mad Love, isn't it?
Yeah,
yes.
This is Mad Love.
Yes, Mad Love. Right? And she does the whole line of, do you want to rev your Harley? Which I thought was absolutely fucking hilarious. And Joker just no-sells it, because he's looking at the plans to defeat Batman. That's what I want to see between AJ and Kane. I want Kane to just no-sell everything and AJ do everything in her power to try and get his attention. if you break that dynamic, then you might as well trash the storyline.
I don't mind if Kane shows a little emotion, if nothing else, just to play hers. Because Joker does do that.
True, which then would give you an out. Which then would give you an out a little bit later if you have, I'd probably say CM Punk playing the role of Batman, being the one who tries to stop, you know, try to talk sense into AJ.
Right.
Who doesn't see that she's getting hurt by Kane.
Because, I mean, they went there in the whole last time Kane and Taker fought, where Kane became uber psychological, and you could just play off of that, where Kane is just psychologically playing her and kind of using her and abusing her that way. And it's just cold to her the rest of the time. Like I said, he just uses her when he needs her, and the rest of the time she's just kind of there.
Pretty much.
Oh, God, Joel Osteen is on my TV. Run away!
So, that's buy or sell. It's now time, well, for the great debate.
Now step into the ring with us for this week's great debate.
Yes, our high production values for bumpers on the show.
Wow. We so need to, like,
make one.
Try and organize something.
Hey, that costs $1,500, okay?
Excuse me, sorry.
We'll get it done eventually. You know.
One of these days.
One of these days.
Why don't you just do a fancy-dancy great debate?
Because Omega will never, ever let himself get caught in sugar.
I'm already trying to figure out how to kill you all over the course of 3 weeks.
Don't step on the blue tiles, folks. Just don't do it.
If you get a package from Omega, do not open it.
Don't open it. Anyway, this week's great debate is a continuation of the greatest entrance theme of them all. And up first, we have Edge taking on Rey Mysterio.
You think you know me?
On this day, I see clearly everything is come to life. A better place than a broken dream that will leave it all behind. What you gonna do when we come for you? Correle, correle, andale. What you gonna do when we come for you? Puyaka, puyaka, 619, hey, puyaka, puyaka.
Does anybody go?
I thought the call dropped for a second. What?
Yes. Like, what
isn't this part where someone gets called on to pick?
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised at what happened there. So, well, you heard the two tunes. I don't know what happened to Rock. Maybe he fell down dead after hearing that Mexican stuff. But, Mace, which one are you picking?
Neither.
You have to pick one.
No, I'm abstaining. I refuse to acknowledge either entrant.
Why?
Because they're both using band-created songs.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I'm not acknowledging either one. If this was, say, Rey Mysterio's theme in WCW or when he first came into the WWE versus Edge's first theme, then I would pick. But I don't, not using band-created content, sorry.
Okay, don't pick one. But if you had to pick one, which way would you lean more?
Neither. I'm sorry, no. I'm not answering. You're not getting an answer.
Okay, Rock's mic plug came up. That's what happened. I guess he was dancing a little too hard to that Mexican crap. Lindsay!
He pulled a Tim Stein.
Pretty much, I pulled a Tim Stein. I'm sitting here talking, why can't I be heard? And I realized,
I don't pull my mic out, I just forget to unmute.
I stepped on the wire and I didn't realize.
Okay. Yeah. Put the altar bridge back on.
No.
Please?
No.
Damn it.
Edge.
Yes.
Yeah.
Shut up. Leave me alone.
Just gonna go. Just make the assumption.
Omega, pick something.
I still don't know what the fuck a Booyaka is. It's always confused me.
It's a good thing Santa Loco's not still around, man.
I mean, it is a band done song, but it was done for Rey Mysterio specifically. He's in the goddamn song.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. For some reason, that just never quite gelled with me. Whereas Edge, rated R superstar, he needs heavy rock, and Alter Bridge, I think, is a really nice theme on him.
All right. Well, I got to pick Edge's theme. I think Omega, a Booyaka, is something like a churro. Churro. How do you say churro? I don't know. I don't speak Spanish or whatever.
I think Booyaka is supposed to be along the lines of cowabunga.
Okay, well, now you're just confusing Omega even more.
No, I know what he's talking about, and I hate him for it.
Oh, look at this. Urban Dictionary, Booyaka.
Ladies and gentlemen, what is a Booyaka?
Booyaka, Booyaka, and the Jungle Craze swept the world and empowered a short generation with some of the most intensely uplifting vibes with the Jungle Music Revolution.
Dude, are my neighbors trying to kill each other or what? Sorry.
Expression, great, excellent. Otherwise known as cowabunga.
Oh, God.
Ladies and gentlemen, I did not read any of that beforehand.
Okay, I'm lying. It didn't really say cowabunga, but... It might as well have.
So yeah, I guess we're clear that Booyaka doesn't move on.
Whoa, what moves on?
Booyaka doesn't move on.
Okay, there you go.
That's what I said. Booyaka doesn't move on.
There you go.
Up next, Hardys versus Dudleys. Start with Tim. Hardys or Dudleys?
Oh, God. There's something about the Dudley song, the Dudley's music. It just sounds a little too generic wrestler intro shit. You know, it could have been used for Legion of Doom or something like that. You know, the Hardys entrance music, that was before both of these guys lost their fucking sanity. And you knew you weren't going to have a drug-addled idiot try to throw his shirt to the crowd when he's supposed to be a heel when you heard that music. I got to go with that one.
It was not even a compliment in there at all. Lindsay.
I'm going to go the other way. I think the Hardys music is, listening to it is just really generic. Anyone could use it, and it would work for them. The Dudleys, it is generic as well, but it's a little bit more fine-tuned to them. And out of the two, I gotta go with the Dudleys.
Mace.
I'm going with the Hardys on this one. Once again, bringing up the fact that I hate band-created songs, even though this was a rewrite of the Dudleys' original WWF theme when they first joined the company. If you had used that, then I probably would have been going with the Dudleys. But the Hardys just seems to work so well. You seem to, when you hear that music, you seem to think of a couple of misfit guys, which is what the Hardys were originally, with the long hair, the arm sleeve shit, you know, doing their stupid little fucking arm waving dance crap before they run down the ring. That's exactly what that music fucking portrays.
Mm-hmm.
And the Hardys captured that in their entrance. And, you know, it was for so long, even when, you know, we had Matt Hardy version one and Jeff had his own little fucking, whatever the hell you call his quote unquote music, everybody wanted the original Hardy music.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of those ones that is just ingrained in your head that this is the Hardy Boys. So I'm going with them. Unfortunately, you picked the wrong Dudley music, Rock.
Eh. Omega.
See, Mace has his hatred of professional bands creating theme music for wrestlers. Which
the only company that can get away with that was ECW. I'm so or
Bias. Bias.
You're a multi-million dollar company with your own music division. Use it.
We've seen how their movie
division. But then all the music sounds the same. Look at TNA.
Shawn Michaels.
That was Jimmy.
Here's what I have a problem with. The Hardy music, Lindsay was dead right. That could be attached to anyone. And you know what? It fucking is. Because that music is stock. WWE bought that music. You hear it every fucking place. I hear it on fucking Top Gear. A car show. That is generic. When you can shove it off onto so many other shows. I've heard it in commercials. I've heard it everywhere. No. It's ingrained in me as a Hardy Boy theme because I'm a wrestling fan. Under any other circumstance, no one could tell that those songs were attached to any wrestlers at any one time. It's just too generic. At the very least, the Dudley Boys song, there has actually their personality to it in the lyrics, and yes, it is based off of their original WWF theme. So, while it's not the best Dudley theme, I have to go with it.
I was going to ask the chat room, but the chat room's kind of quiet. So, chat room, speak up now. What do you pick, Dudley or Hardys? Because we'll let them break the tie.
You're not going to do it?
I'm giving the fans a vote. I'm not allowed to give them a vote?
No, absolutely. They get a vote.
They get a vote. Kankhead says Hardy.
Says Hardy.
Okay, so we have Hardys and Hardy, so... Hardy. So, we have 3 votes for Hardys. So, I guess the Hardys move on?
Hardys move on.
So, that would be the,
The Hardys put the Dudleys through a table.
Oh, my brother, testify.
Really?
Oh, let's do it.
No, before that, because Mace has been complaining. I picked the wrong Dudley theme, so let me play the right. I want to play the right one for Mace.
We had enough of the what you could have, the what you want, the what you should have done to avoid the unbeatable Dutch and undefeatable two.
What?
Me smells a setup.
Now it's time for quick hits.
Let's do it.
Time now for some Wrestle Talk Radio quick hits. That's right, it's that part of the show where our panel has 60 seconds to answer sometimes outrageous and ridiculous questions posed to them. Step up to the plate and get ready for some Wrestle Talk Radio quick hits.
Before we jump into the questions, I gotta say this. Rock, for a second there, I thought you were gonna play the Reverend Devon theme.
No, that one, I like that one better. Plus, I don't know if I have the Reverend Devon theme. Anyway, Mace, we'll start with you since you talked first. What pizza topping best describes you?
Pizza topping best describes me.
Yes.
Just trying to think. Well, I suppose I'm going to go with a garlic and prawn pizza with bacon.
Why?
Bacon because I'm awesome. Prawns because I'm Australian. Let's face it, you motherfuckers call them shrimps. And garlic, just because it's a little bit of flavor.
Okay, Tim, if alcohol was banned, what would your reaction be?
What the fuck?
When did he come to Utah?
Well, if you bring back Prohibition, I'm set to make a lot of money because my booze is just about ready. 20 liters of high test.
Bingo.
I was waiting for somebody to do that.
We weren't playing bingo tonight. Shut up. In fact, I'm looking at it right now. It's just getting clearer by the minute.
Okay. Lindsay, you discover a beautiful island. Call it, the WTR Island, upon which you may build your own society. You make the rules. What is the first rule you put into place?
That you have to have a permit to wear a thong.
Okay. So, Omega, if we got enough sponsors and all put in some money, how much money would it cost for you to make a sex tape with Lita?
I don't think they print that much money in the world.
Yeah. It doesn't exist.
But say it did exist. What would the...
It couldn't pay my medical bills afterwards.
You never know. We have a lot of, charitable people here on the
no.
network. But, people are willing to donate. We could do a marathon, like MarioMarathon.com.
You whore.
No, that's Lita. So there's no amount of money ever in the world that would get you to make a sex tape with Lita.
God. No. There is no money. It does not exist.
Okay.
I can imagine it. The Lita sex tape sponsored by a Range Rover because she can take a beating and she can comfortably fit 7. Wow.
All right, well, how about instead of paying you money, what if the offer was you could spend 2 nights with Trish Stratus, but you first had to spend a night with Lita?
I wouldn't infect Trish.
I was just about to say, I can't see...
I wouldn't do that to her.
Yeah, I can't see him doing that to Trish. He'd have to have Trish first.
No. Lita would have to be first.
Then we'd have to say goodbye to Trish first. Because, like that's it. Wind up
Lita's
killing her.
Yet, remember, Lita's built up a tolerance at this point, whereas, you don't want to expose anyone fresh to that in one go.
Okay. Mace, the angel of death has descended upon you. However, this angel of death is pretty cool and has given you a half hour to do whatever you want before you bite it. What you gonna do in that half hour?
What you gonna do before they come for you?
Brother.
Half an hour before I die, what would I do?
Mm-hmm.
I'd challenge death to a game of Battleship. Because let's face it, there is absolutely nothing you can do in half an hour that would make your life complete, so you might as well finish your life off with playing a board game.
I was expecting you to say Twister. I don't know why.
Because I didn't want to completely rip off Bill and Ted.
Okay, just partially. Gotcha.
Seven out of five?
Is that right? Five out of seven, not seven out of five.
Okay.
Damn right!
I'm doing Steiner math suddenly. What the fuck?
Okay. So, Tim. You are forced to wear a single shirt for the rest of your life. And you have to choose between these two shirts.
Oh,
posting
God.
Into the chat room for everybody to see. And you know.
Oh, no, not roadkill shirts. Come on.
One says, I'm so old, I fart dust. And the other one says, the A t-shirt.
You're an asshole.
The A team. The A team. Get it? Which one would you have to wear? Which one would you choose to wear, and why?
Oh, for some reason, the second link is not opening up for me, so I can't see it. It just goes straight to the home page.
Yeah, I see that now. Because we had this quick hit prepared for you about 3 weeks ago when the last time we were going to do quick hits with you, but you weren't around.
Well, believe it or not, you bastards, I'm not that freaking old.
Well, here's a picture for you, Tim. That's the t-shirt posted in the chat room as well.
I want the cookies and milk shirt, just saying.
I want the Iron Team shirt.
I like the spoon and fork shirt.
Okay, not what you like, it's what Tim has to wear. Which one, Tim? Pick one.
Well, the A-Team, because I can actually bleach out the E-H, and it would say the team.
That's cheating.
Okay. I don't give a fuck.
I want the Sheet and Lohan shirt. Broken hookers for everyone.
I want the one that they found the Iron Team. That's hella creative.
There it is.
There it is right there. Lindsay, if you could haunt somebody for the rest of your life, who would it be and why?
Hunt as in stalk or hunt as in
haunt.
Kill?
Haunt.
Haunt as in ghost.
Haunt!
Yes.
Take her. Oh my god, take her. Oh my god, take her.
Kane.
Lies!
Why?
No, because I can.
Is that so you can deny another fangirl access?
No. I'm not that girl.
Liar.
What?
Nothing. Liz is with us. Omega, right? Yeah. Omega.
Yeah.
Provided they were still with us. Fuck, marry, kill when they're in their prime. Mae Young Moolah or Sherry Martel?
Damn it.
This one, we got him to be speechless.
At least he didn't hang up.
No, you missed the part. No, no, no. You missed the part where I threw a lamp across the room.
Table flip.
Table flip. You know what? I'm marrying Sherry. I'm killing Moolah, and I'm fucking Mae Young just so I can say I did.
So you want to become the new father of the Hamp?
Fuck that. We had a foot.
So there you have it. There's Quick Hits for you. Tim?
And that brings us to the end of this show. Thank God.
Tim, you finally did a show. It's been like 3 weeks.
Yeah, well, thanks for joining us, everybody. Once again, next week we're on same time, same place, same channel. Yeah, WTR's it takes it back to you. Tomorrow night, Raw Post Show, where they talk about what happened on Raw. Can't miss Raw or the Raw Post Show right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Tuesday nights, Kayfabe Wrestling Radio with your host, Alan Wojcik. Alan and his complaining about whatever it is he complains about with his special guest hosts.
Or his interview subjects, you know. Coming from Crossfire Wrestling, Shane Douglas, and also representing Extreme Union, is Jerry Lynn. 9 p.m. Eastern. You hear that? Crossfire Wrestling.
Ooh, Crossfire Wrestling. Wait a minute.
Happy
Jerry Lynn's
Marcus.
on Tuesday?
Happy Marcus. There you go. Keep going, Tim.
There you go. Wednesday night, just another goddamn wrestling show. Join the guys talk about some more goddamn wrestling.
And they have a special guest, Tim.
Oh, they do? Who are they guesting?
The current, for now, TNA X Division Champion, Austin Aries, live on Just Another Goddamn Wrestling Show.
Wednesday night at 8:30 Eastern.
Thursday night.
The Rack returns. What you doing, Lindsay?
We don't have a format yet, but we'll be talking TNA for sure, because we're the only show, I think, or one of the only shows on Thursday after Impact, so Wrestling Fanatic will be very happy. So tune in for all the TNA recaps, news, discussion. If there's anything you want us to talk about, tweet us. And you can tweet me at Linz Ward or Rock. Where can they tweet you?
At Wild Talk Radio. Give us your ideas. And it's going to be an interactive show for the fans.
Is it by the fans?
It's for the fans? Yeah, who's it by?
I can't say that because that's trademarked by some other show.
Copyright infringement, yeah.
So it's just for the
gimmick
fans.
Gimmick infringement.
Yeah, gimmick infringement. For the fans. Because it's The Rack, where it's starring hashtag Lindsay the favorite.
Oh. For there the fans, by the boobies. There we go.
There it is. We had the left hook, we had the uppercut, there was the right cross.
No. Not it.
You're going off on both barrels tonight.
I'm just waiting.
I'm not done yet.
Saturday night, midnight-ish, as close as they can get to it. CB Radio.
Well, you know, I could do a show by myself where I guilt people into doing a show with me.
You did!
I totally didn't, but... Because then my other host showed up. But Jonas, we talked about the weird, wacky, and the unusual. We talked about morons. Fuck you, moron. And guess what? We do interviews here for free. Just saying.
Oh. More to come on that story.
There's your right cross, Tim.
There you go, okay.
And before we run off, if you're looking for something else to do just before, done with this show, you want to do something else, head over MarioMarathon.com. The guys are coming up on 61 and a half hours. They have raised over $71,000 in just about 2.5 days.
Wow.
Basically, watch people play through the entire Mario back catalog for Child's Play Charity. Go there, donate. Make sure you mention us in your little donate thing, because like we use them to get cheap plugs, because we're shameless like that.
Yep.
So go, head over to MarioMarathon.com. They're currently playing Super Mario Brothers Lost Levels right now, and having a hard time doing it too. So donate. Give them money.
Give them money.
Charity stuff, because you're good people.
Yeah. Visit iBlack.com. Visit WTRProductions.net. That's all the plugs I got, Tim.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much it. Everybody, thanks for joining us. We'll catch you next Sunday night for another episode of WTR Sunday Night right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
And not returning next week will be Tim Stein.
See you in about a month.
Just for that, I'm going to be early. Unless I'm late.
That's not unusual around here.
If you're late, go see your doctor.
If I decide to show up at all. That's just for you, Lindsay.
You sure?
Yep. Well, Omega 2.
WildTalkRadio.com.